This is Dakota Datebook for February 19th. Einar Michelsen was born in York, North Dakota in 1915. The son of Norwegian immigrants, Einar moved often from York to Rawson, North Dakota, then to Minnesota, where he graduated from Henning High School. He graduated from North Dakota State University in 1940 and immediately went to flight school for fighter pilot training. With war raging between Japan and China, Michelsen joined the American Volunteer Group in mid-1941, a group of pilots famously known as the Flying Tigers. He went to help China to get war supplies from Burma, protecting the vital Burma Road from Japanese bomber attacks. On this date in 1942, the Los Angeles Times shared a story about Lieutenant Michelsen's run-in with fame in Kunming, China. Returning from a mission, Michelsen and fellow pilot, Lieutenant Ed Leibold, got into a vehicle to ferry themselves from the runway to the airport control tower. As they drove, they encountered a passenger plane parked along the runway. Among them were two European men, two Chinese men, and two beautiful Chinese women. Lieutenant Leibold asked, "Any of you want to ride up to the pavilion?" One man replied, "Yes. My name is Archibald Clark Kerr, British ambassador." The Americans were surprised, but the ambassador and four others quickly got into the vehicle, leaving just one man standing alone. Michelsen asked, "Shall we take him too?" Leibold replied, "No room." So Michelsen escorted the prettiest woman on a tour of the airport. The Americans then suggested going out for tea with the two women. However, a Chinese military officer stepped in, asking "Madam" what was happening. Michelsen was embarrassed, realizing "Madam" referred to a married woman. He wished he could have crawled under a carpet. Luckily, Madam Chiang Kai-shek said, "Lieutenant Michelsen and Lieutenant Leibold have taken splendid care of us." The pilots sheepishly drove everyone back to the plane, where they found the man they had left behind, none other than China's wartime leader, Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, who graciously forgave Michelsen's mistake. After Japan closed the Burma Road in 1942, Michelsen piloted supply planes over the Himalayas, flying from India to China. Tragically, in 1944, a storm crashed his plane into a desolate mountainside, and Michelsen perished. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.